Hello and welcome to the Thursday, April 9th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Nets Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Apple today released a security update for Xcode, Apple TV, iOS, and OS X. Now, lots and lots of vulnerabilities being patched here. Noteworthy probably that these updates, at least on OS X Yosemite, address the OpenSSL freak vulnerability. So export ciphers are no longer part of the default cipher set, and with that, OpenSSL 098 was also updated to version ZD. In iOS, this update does patch a vulnerability that allowed an attacker who had physical possession of the device to exceed the number of attempts to try to brute force the lock key. Now, this usually required a special hardware device. I think I talked about this a few weeks back. Essentially, the way this worked is that you did connect the phone to a USB device. This USB device would try a lock code, then very quickly reset the device before the fact that the lock code failed could actually be saved. Apparently, this new update for iOS will fix this problem. Lots of open source software patched here. For example, a number of even older vulnerabilities for Apache and PHP for OS X. So certainly apply this update. With that, of course, you'll also update to the latest version of iOS and OS X. And Google let its certificate authority expire that is used to sign certificates for its Gmail SMTP servers. The result was that you probably had problems connecting to Google's mail servers. Looks like Google did fix this problem pretty quickly. Part of the issue may have been that the certificate expired on a weekend. And talking about certificates, we did update a certificate for the ISC website yesterday. Haven't heard of any problems so far, but if you experience any problems, please let me know. The certificate was about to expire anyway in a month, so was time to get a new one. This new certificate now also finally uses SHA-256 signatures, no longer SHA-1 like our old certificate. Remember that if your certificate does expire next year, so not this year, and still uses SHA-1 certificates, you may have issues with browsers shortly. Cert.org is warning about two different bugs in two different NTP implementations. The first one affects NTP4, and in case you're relying on symmetric key authentication, a packet will be accepted if it has no message authentication code at all. So it will be rejected if the MAC is invalid, but if it's missing, then the packet will just get accepted. The other problem affects XNTP as well as NTP version 4, and it's a denial of service attack, which is created when the two peering hosts are receiving packets in which the originate and transmit timestamp don't match up. An attacker sending these packets can essentially then just prevent synchronization between these two servers. I don't think either one of these is super critical, but just wait for the patches to arrive for your Unix distribution and apply them as soon as possible. Recently, small pocket routers that connect a user to the Tor network have become quite popular, and I believe there are now a handful of different implementations of that concept commercially available. Kind of the same properties for all of them is you connect to the little router either via wired connection or via Wi-Fi, and then you're automatically connected to the Tor network. They're kind of built small enough to be easy to travel with and promise an anonymous internet connection from hotels and the like. Well, one of these implementations was now investigated a little bit more closely, and that's Nanobox. Turns out, while it does sort of implement what it's promising, it does so pretty insecurely. For example, the Wi-Fi network by default is not encrypted, for starters. Also, interestingly, they're not using private RFC 1918 addresses internally, but they're using a network block that's actually assigned to a Japanese ISP. Also, the default admin or the default root password for the box is admin, which of course is very easy guessable and apparently not easy changed. Also, the source code for the device is not available. While it's based on basic GPL software, you can't really verify what source code was exactly used to create the binaries. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.